Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Bates, B-A-T-E-S. Date of birth is date of birth is okay, here it is. 7/11/45. And today is 10/1. This is an 80-year-old gentleman. He's been living in the same apartment for the past 10 years, period. His condition has definitely changed. He's never been married. He's single. He has no children. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink, period. Looking at his previous records, voluminous amount of paperwork shows that his problem started in 2023 when he had neck surgery, then developed an infection in his neck, was on antibiotics for a long time, period. New paragraph. He was found to be confused at the time with the albumin of 2.5 with weight loss, period. His condition CT scan at the time shows evidence of dementia, again able to care for himself at that time. Since then, he's requiring the help of a provider, total and completely. His CT scan did show parenchymal involution changes and chronic microangiopathic ischemia related to multi-infarct dementia, period. At this time in his life, Jerry is only speaking one or two words over and over and over. He is able to get up with his walker, but taking a step is a huge process for him. He's very confused. He knows his name, but he doesn't know what year it is and where he's living at this time. Period. Again, his albumin was 2.5 3 years ago, most likely even down now. He has very little appetite. He's lost weight. He definitely demonstrates muscle wasting, protein calorie malnutrition, evidence of protein calorie malnutrition with swelling in the lower extremity. As far as the ischemia in the brain is concerned, that's definitely related to hypertension. His blood pressure is 170 over 87 at this time. He has a provider who puts his medications out, and we have to assume that he's taking his medication. His medications include Norvasc, 5 milligram, Valsartan, 160 milligram, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram combination, then Valsartan, 160 by itself, then another Norvasc, 10 milligram by itself, then Lipitor, 10 milligram by itself, Neurontin, 300 BID to help with pain, Robaxin, 500 four times a day, period. By the way, he does complain of pain in his legs and difficulty ambulation, both related to cervical stenosis, related to his previous surgery, his infection, and his worsening microvascular dementia, period. Review of the records indicates that he's also has had pneumonia in the past, related most likely secondary to aspiration. Family history, not much has been recorded regarding his family history, and he cannot recall any family history of any sort in the past. The review of the records indicates that his past medical history is consistent with BPH, uncontrolled hypertension, intractable neck pain, history of Bell's palsy. History of hematuria, status post TURP, hang on, there's more, history of dysuria, bradycardia, gingivitis, history of colon polyps, history of excision of the lamina due to cervical decompression, hyperlipidemia, history of muscle pain, myelopathy, onychomycosis, status post cervical fusion, senile cataract, unsteady gait, weakness, and these all have definitely worsened in the past 3 years, of course. Allergen and non-drug allergy. He used to work with granite and stone. He used to smoke, but it doesn't. He doesn't smoke at this time. Does not drink. He used to drink, but he doesn't use alcohol at this time. The hospital record indicates that his father and brother had asthma. There was prostate cancer in the brother, myocardial infarction in the father, seizure in the brother, and type 1 diabetes in his mom. But of course, Jerry cannot recall any of those issues. He also has had multiple falls in the past and multiple visits to the emergency room because of his recurrent fall. His blood pressure is, repeat blood pressure was 170 over 90, pulse was 88, respiration was 18, or two side was 98%. Heart positive, swarm positive, two. Lungs, shallow breath sounds. Abdomen, soft. Lower extremity, 1 plus edema, neurological. Difficulty with ambulation, there's no lateralizing symptoms, but there's definitely weakness, 1 over 5 of the lower extremities, which makes his ambulation quite difficult. Assessment, 80-year-old gentleman with history of dementia, noted 3 years ago. Things have definitely worsened to the point that he's not seen his primary care doctor for some time. He has hypertension, blood pressure is out of control despite taking his medication. He also has chronic anemia, noted 3 years ago. He has low protein, noted 3 years ago. Status post BPH, status post TURP. He has micro calcification and lacunar infarcts in the brain, causing his most likely causing his dementia, change in mental status related to uncontrolled hypertension. Period. What's important is he's now bowel and bladder incontinent. He requires help on a daily basis to feed him, to get his medication stabilized. He can only stay at his house because of the provider that helps him with his meds and his daily living activities, period. He is no longer able to ambulate with a walker. That's very obvious. He's confused. He's only oriented to person. He's lost weight. His appetite has been diminished. He has a history of myelopathy related to cervical stenosis. He had a long-standing infection after his surgery, but he's not taking any medications at this time. He continues to have pain. He doesn't have any pain medication except for Robaxin and Neurontin. That needs to be addressed, period. In the paragraph, the provider has asked for hospice and palliative care to get involved in his care because of changes noted above, decreased mentation, history of pneumonia related to aspiration, and ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, protein, calorie, malnutrition, hypertension out of control, chronic pain, myelopathy related to spinal stenosis, period. Patient definitely has, his mentation has definitely worsened. I would put him at FAST score of 7B, as in brother, which has definitely shown worsening in the past few months per caregiver, period. Okay, so I think that's it for now. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.